Governor Parnell recently signed legislation establishing the Southeast State Forest at the Viking Sawmill in Klawock. He called the legislation a first step in revitalizing the timber industry and expanding wood energy in Southeast Alaska. The lands included in the forest are already set aside for timber harvest. State Forester Chris Mache says a forest designation ensures that lands will be available for timber harvest into the future.
It really didn't change how the lands were being used. It just provides legislative designation, which then makes it feasible for us to invest in long-term management on those lands, because we know that we'll own those in the future, as opposed to potentially having them classified for some other type of use or even selected as part of a formation of a borough process.
Mache says that means that the state can continue to invest in what he calls aggressive pre-commercial thinning to foster quicker maturity of second growth timber.
The main purpose of putting these lands in the state forest was to provide a reliable and stable timber base for the processing industry in Southeast Alaska.
He says the allowable harvest on the approximately 25,000-acre forest would be about 10 million board feet a year. The Southeast State Forest will provide only a small portion of what is necessary to maintain the region's dwindling timber industry. For instance, Mache says Klawock's Viking Mill needs 20 to 25 million board feet to operate a single shift annually. There are approximately 49,000 acres of state land set aside for timber harvest in Southeast, about half of which were included in the state forest.
At some point in the future, we may propose to add those additional acres into the state forest, but at least in our discussions with Division of Mining, Land, and Water, this is what everyone was comfortable with in terms of proceeding with this particular bill at this time.
Of the parcels included in the forest, nearly 5,900 acres are located at Valner and Bostwick, which are two popular recreation spots on Gravina Island. There's also a 324-acre parcel at Trader's Cove on Revilla Gigato. But the bulk of the land in the new state forest is on Prince of Wales Island. There's around 2,100 acres at El Capitan, approximately 1,900 acres at Kaufman Cove, just over 1,000 acres at Naugatuck, 744 acres at Control Lake, and nearly 2,900 acres at Thorn Bay. Other sites included in the forest are around 2,600 acres at Edna Bay, about 2,000 acres on Hecata Island, approximately 2,400 acres on the Bradfield Canal, 200 acres at Texicon, and just over 3,000 acres at Crittenden Creek. The Southeast Alaska Conservation Council opposed the location of some of the lands included in the forest. SEAC Conservation Director Rob Cadmus.
Some of the parcels that have been selected for this state forest are of concern for us. They're areas that are used by people in nearby communities or are important to fish and wildlife habitat. Probably the best example is the Crittenden Creek parcel near Wrangell. It's located right next to Miller Creek State Park, and it's used by folks in Wrangell. And the southeast Alaska State Forest is really going to be managed for timber. But a parcel like Crittenden Creek really needs to be managed for the people who use it and the fish and wildlife.
Cadmus says SEAC is also concerned about logging practices on state lands.
Although this act does offer some protections, it's not as good at protecting fish and wildlife habitat what's done with the standard and guidelines for logging on national forest lands. So we definitely like to see some increases in things like stream buffers that will help protect our salmon and the fish and wildlife, which are the foundation of our unique Alaskan way of life.
Cadmus says SEAC would also like some guarantees to ensure that state timber is processed in the region rather than shipped out in the round. Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham says a new state forest won't solve the timber industry's woes.
The latest addition to the state forest won't have any immediate impact on the timber industry, but I think it's a good thing that they've enlarged the size of the forest.
Graham says harvests on state lands have kept the region's timber industry afloat as Forest Service timber sales remain tied up in federal courts. As for the state's management of its timber sales, Graham says there are plenty of environmental protections in place.
And I think the state does an excellent job of managing their timberlands and protecting all the non-timber resources, and they follow the laws in terms of buffer strips, and they pay attention to recreation and visual concerns. They have a public process for the timber sales, So I don't have any criticism for the state at all.
The Southeast State Forest is Alaska's third state forest. There is also a state-managed forest in Haines and in the Tanana Valley. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.